John S. Doyle is here again with what it says in the papers.
There are two fine pictures of foxes on the front pages, both taken by Neil Carson on the banks of the Dodder in Dublin for the Irish Independent and the Irish Examiner. The Irish Times front page photograph is of Sol Talamo from Argentina in her bedroom in a prefab building on a lane off Camden Street in the centre of Dublin. She is one of 27 tenants who have been told they must leave the building within 2 weeks. The picture is by Tom Honan. Kitty Holland wrote the story. Meanwhile, there is room at the inn, according to a headline in The Independent, but it refers to the news that Dublin's live animal crib will reappear after all. The live crib, usually at the Mansion House, was cancelled this year by the city's Lord Mayor, Caroline Conroy of the Green Party. But Amy Blaney reports that, following discussions with the Irish Farmers Association, the Office of Public Works has announced a new home for the live crib in the summer house in Stephen's Green. The Times leads with a report that the government is braced for potentially significant increases in the budget for the National Children's Hospital after the health service executive and the board overseeing the project were told that final costs need to be presented to government. The government vastly underestimated the cost of battling COVID-19 this year, says the Irish Daily Mail, and the Minister for Health is to seek a €1.4 billion bailout for his department, in the words of the paper. The Independent reports that shops and cafes could be forced by law to accept cash payments to shore up new rules for banks under a draft bill to be tabled by the Department of Finance next year. The appointment of a new chair of the board of RTE is widely reported. The Independent hails the arrival of Shun Ní Riley with the headline TG Cahir, Ardmore, Sunday Tribune and now RTE. Meet the new chair at Montrose. There's more news from Montrose in the Mail, where Helen Bruce reports that RTE union members are poised to vote on a new deal which would give them a 6% pay rise over 2 years. It would be the first pay rise for the 1,800 staff at the national broadcaster for 14 years, Bruce writes. And she points out that the package does not include highly paid contractors such as Ryan Tuberty or Ray Darcy. The Examiner reports in its lead story that Ireland's first ever trial of a 4-day working week has been described as a resounding success, with all 12 companies testing the new schedule opting to continue. Employees were universal in their praise of the trial, writes Alan Healy. They reported reduced stress, burnout and fatigue while being able to sleep more each night and spend more time on hobbies and community and voluntary work. A man in his 20s has been arrested in relation to the investigation into the savage attack by a pit bull terrier on a 9-year-old boy in County Wexford on Sunday, The Independent reports. The paper says that investigations are taking place to ascertain who is the owner of the dog. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both carry an interview by John Hand with the family of the young boy, Alejandro Mijan. His brother Raúl said of their mother, Otilia, "I haven't seen her without tears in her eyes." Of Alejandro, he told the Times, "I don't think he can talk. We don't really know."